Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, with the help of the Lord, we wish to continue our studies in the selected parables from the Gospel according to St. Luke. And today we wish to consider probably one of the best known of the parables, the parable of the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son, as found in the 15th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke. If you have your Bibles near at hand, we invite you to read with us. The chapter really begins in the last of the verse of the 14th chapter. It reads like this: "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners, and eateth with them." Now this is the occasion of the parable. These Pharisees were finding fault with the Lord Jesus for associating with publicans and sinners. Now, as a matter of fact, if the Lord Jesus didn't associate with sinners down here in this world, who would he have associated with? I suppose the Pharisees thought, why does he associate with these people when he could be associating with us? Now notice what the Lord says: "And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons, which need no repentance." Now, I don't think we'll have any trouble determining who the one is and the 99 just persons which need no repentance. They were the Pharisees. Now, in this wonderful parable, in the 15th chapter of Luke's Gospel, we have a threefold parable. Now it says, "And he spake this parable," singular, "unto them." There's the parable of the lost sheep, the parable of the lost coin, and the parable of the lost son, and they are really one parable. They are the entire Trinity seeking for that lost one. In the shepherd, we have a picture of our Lord Jesus, who said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." In the woman who lost the one coin, the one silver coin, we have a picture of the Holy Spirit. And in the parable of the lost son, we have a picture of the Heavenly Father welcoming the lost one home again. Now, this is one parable, and we'll deal with it one section at a time. This one, the parable of the shepherd seeking the sheep which was lost. "What man of you, having 100 sheep?" This is the way he appeals to them in the parable. "What man of you?" Now, they were a shepherd nation, and this should have appealed to these Pharisees. "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness," in the care of under-shepherds, of course, "and go after that which is lost until he find it?" Well, they would all have to answer in the affirmative. Yes, I'd go after that sheep that was lost. I would leave the 99 with the under-shepherds, and I would go after that sheep that was lost. Now, if they would do it, why do they condemn the Lord for going after the sheep that is lost? Now, these sinners and publicans, they were lost sheep for sure. So were the Pharisees, but they didn't realize it. We read in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, verse 6, "All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We've turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him," that is, on Christ, "the iniquity of us all." We're all like sheep. That's not very flattering. The sheep is a dumb animal. He becomes lost so easily. And then, of course, "when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost." Then he goes on to say, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over the one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. A self-righteous person does not bring any pleasure to God. But those who will realize that they're lost will indeed bring pleasure to him, and he rejoices over one little sheep that is lost. He calls his friends together. This really depicts a heavenly scene. The Lord Jesus is so pleased when we put our trust in him, believing that he died for our sins upon that cross, canceling everything that was written out against us, the law and our record, cleansed by his precious blood. And he lays it on his shoulders, plural, rejoicing. You know, we frequently use the verse in Isaiah 9 and 6 at Christmas time. The government shall be upon his shoulder. Singular. The government of the world is going to be on his shoulder. Singular. But do you notice here the shepherd lays the sheep on his shoulders, plural. We share the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when he comes home, he calls his friends together and his neighbors, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost. The Lord is interested in one lost sheep. Now, the second part of the parable. Either what woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle, sweep the house, and seek diligently till she find it? And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. One person is very important to our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, as we said before, this woman depicts for us the Holy Spirit of God. I think there is a reason for this. The coin is dead. She has 10 coins, 10 pieces of silver. Now, she loses one down in the dust, and frequently the flooring in those lands in those days were just dirt flooring. Now, she uses a device that is frequently used today. She gets a broom, and she sweeps the floor, perhaps to uncover the coin, or to drag it over to where it can be seen. She seeks diligently till she finds it. She swept her house, and she finds it. And then she calls her neighbors together, and she says, I have found my piece which was lost. There's joy here. She had 10 pieces, she lost one, and she sought till she found it. She didn't give up. The Spirit of God indeed is seeking out the sinner. That is his work, to bring us to Christ. And he indeed rejoices when there's one sheep that is lost. So we see the woman depicting the Spirit. Now, she uses a broom. A broom is rather rough. Did you ever have a broom thrust in your face when you were a child and you were playing with brooms and all kinds of implements? It isn't very pleasant, is it? Well, I'll tell you, the Spirit of God brings before us the fact that we are sinners. On our last broadcast, we read that he is in the world reproving the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment, of sin because they believe not on me. The Spirit of God reproves us and tries to convince us of the fact that we're sinners, and that's rough. Nobody wants to be called a sinner. And I generally use the term we. I do not think of somebody else being a sinner to the exclusion of me. That's for certain. Now she calls her friends together. She uses the broom. That is rather severe treatment, isn't it? You know, sometimes we get ruffled up before we get saved by reason of the fact that we're called sinners. But she finds it. Then, lastly, the last part of the parable, a certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me, and he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he spent all, he There arose a mighty famine on the land, and he joined himself to a farmer and fed hogs. I have no doubt this boy was a Jewish boy. Finally, he comes to himself and he says, I'm going home to Dad. I know, and I'm going to say to Dad, well, I'll read it to you. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. He said originally in his own thoughts, how many servants of my father have food enough and to spare, and here I perish with hunger. He came to himself. He came to his senses. I'm going home to Dad. And so he goes home to his father, and he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him. He was looking down that trail. He kept his eye on that trail. He hoped his boy would come back. And he had compassion and ran, fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said his little piece. Son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said unto his servants, Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet. This my son was dead and is alive again. And they rejoiced. They had a feast. This father was just waiting for that son to come to this place. Now the father didn't go out after the son. He didn't search for the son. He was waiting for the son to come home. The Spirit of God is in this world. Christ was in this world. The Father never left the throne. But he is there waiting, waiting for those who will realize their need of himself, who have spent their lives in dissipation, perhaps. And he's there to welcome them back. Now we have in this wonderful parable the law of diminishing returns. In the first part of the parable, there's 100 sheep and one of them is lost. In the second parable, there is 10 pieces of silver, second part of the parable, and one of the pieces is lost, one-tenth. In the last of the parable, there are 2 sons, and one of them is lost. Now, in the case of the first, 1% was gone, 10% was gone, 50% was gone, the law of diminishing returns. But I'm telling you that one sheep commanded the love of that shepherd, and he went after him and he found him. And the one coin that was lost was more precious. 10% of her savings was gone. And she sought diligently. But oh, how about that father who lost 50% of his sons? He is so anxious for that son to come home. This lovely parable should strike to the very cockles of our heart of the earnestness of the Trinity, that we should come to know him, and if we would just trust him, perhaps some today, there would be joy in the courts of heaven. Our Father, today we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that some will see their need of the Lord Jesus and will indeed trust him with their precious souls. In Christ's name, amen.